This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
The first epistle of John has three main themes. Jesus is the Son of God. Those who follow him must live holy lives. And if we are his, we will love one another. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1 John. It was written to emphasize the main essential of the gospel and warn against deadly heresies which later would produce a corrupt, paganized, and worldly form of Christianity. Toward the end of his life, John's home was Ephesus. Here he lived to a ripe old age. His special care was the churches that were there in that region. In his old age, he wrote the gospel, three letters, and the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. Christianity had been in the world some 70 years, and in many parts of the Roman Empire, it had become a powerful influence. Naturally, there came all sorts of efforts to mix the gospel with the current philosophies and systems of thought. One was a form of teaching which emphasized knowledge and was disrupting the churches in John's day. It exaggerated the value of intellect and maintained that in human nature there are two separate entities which are hostile to each other, the spirit and the body. They taught that sin resided in the flesh only. The spirit was constantly in touch with God, and so the body could do as it pleased. Therefore, lofty, high-sounding words of piety and love for God were entirely consistent with a life that was immersed in sin. It did not matter what you did. Your daily life could be filled with immorality and corruption, but your spirit was untouched by it all. You could sing the praises of God while you lived a life contrary to the promises of God. These false teachers taught that Jesus Christ had not come in the flesh. By denying that he had become a man, they claimed that they could attain a more spiritual knowledge of God. Therefore, this letter of the Apostle John had these heretics in mind. He insisted that genuine knowledge of God must result in moral transformation, and that Jesus was the actual manifestation of God in the flesh. His opening thought states this. It should be read with a sense of wonder and awe. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and which was manifested unto us. John's first letter is a solemn warning that we cannot hold views of Christ that are untrue and have fellowship with God. It is not possible to deny the suffering of Christ on the cross and have our sins forgiven. It is impossible to deny the resurrection of Christ and enjoy the blessings that are grounded in the fact of the risen Lord. You cannot deny that God revealed himself through Jesus Christ and have fellowship with Christ, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Study this book to maintain your fellowship with the risen Lord.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.